From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
A toast to soil health.
More and more landowners and their farmers are celebrating healthy soil for good reason. Because farmers who use soil health building practices like no-till and cover crops and who use diverse species and rotations report greater farm productivity, profitability, and resiliency. So here's to your soil's health. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn how to unlock the secrets in your soil. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
It's my pleasure today to welcome to the program Kylie Clevenger with Farm Credit of the Virginias. It is a busy time of the year, Kylie. I understand you've got a special event coming up in the near future.
You are right, Jeff, and it's always great to be with you. Thank you for having us. And we certainly, as farmers across our footprint, know that every day is a busy day, right? And so we are looking forward to the announcement of our Farm Management Institute that will take place in early of 2026.
For those of our listeners not familiar with Farm Credit of the Virginias, they might think of it as a traditional bank, but it's not that.
It is not. We are a cooperative, and we serve rural America. So we are located in 96 counties across Virginia, West Virginia, and Maryland. And we are fortunate that our association has an educational arm, which is known as the Knowledge Center.
All right. Well, tell us about this special event coming up.
Certainly. So we have been offering the Farm Management Institute for several decades now, but we will be in Lewisburg, West Virginia at the West Virginia State Fairgrounds on Monday, February 23rd, starting at 5:30 in the evening. We will provide dinner and then the program will begin shortly at 6:30. But we are featuring Dr. David Cole, which is no stranger to the Farm Credit family. We are happy to have him join us that evening in Lewisburg. And then on Tuesday, February 24th, we will be in Roanoke, Virginia at the Holiday Inn in Tanglewood, again with Dr. David Cole. So we are excited for this event. It's always a highlight for us throughout the year. And he will not only cover a farm transition planning, so the nuts and bolts of that transition, but then also, too, managing the mindset of business and life.
Now, you call this the Farm Management Institute. Who is it designed for?
It is really open to anyone and everyone that has an interest in either farm transition or understanding, you know, the business and life of agriculturalists. And so we welcome anyone, whether you're young, beginning, even a youth involved in 4-H or FFA, or perhaps you're somebody that is transitioning out of an operation and bringing on the next generation. It is really open to anyone, and it is a free event. So I want to make sure that I share that. You just have to register through either our website or certainly by calling your local branch office. But we are open to anyone.
So you described us open to anyone, and we are truly blessed in the footprint of our radio program and in the footprint of Farm Credit of the Virginias. We have a diverse array of agricultural and forestry operations and horticulture, from greenhouses to aquaculture to poultry production, beef cattle production, and this would apply to all of the above?
You are correct, Jeff. We welcome any and all, and even if you are not currently in an operation, but you're thinking of wanting to, you know, start a farming operation or an agribusiness, we also welcome those as well.
What else should we know about this event coming up in February?
Well, it is open to the first 75 seats, so I would encourage those to register sooner rather than later. But you can find all the details for the event on our website, which is www.farmcreditofvirginias.com. And there, under the Knowledge Center tab, you will see the event listed. And it's a simple registration process, but certainly, too, if you're involved in social media, we will certainly have the link to register there as well.
Okay.
So we welcome.
Give us that web address once again.
Sure. www.farmcreditofvirginias.com.
All right. Very well. And you can always just do an internet search for Farm Credit of the Virginia's Farm Management Institute. Kylie Clevenger, our special guest on the program today. Thank you, Kylie.
Thank you, Jeff. It's always a pleasure.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Fire took place 3 years ago. There was a lightning strike. The winds picked up and the fire just took off. You're in shock. You don't know what you're feeling. You have nothing. I lost my home and 40 years worth of art. I never thought that I would need help from the Red Cross. They gave me emotional support to get up in the morning. I'll never forget what the Red Cross did for me.
Contact your local Red Cross chapter or visit redcross.org.
We have a special report this weekend from the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Farmers and ranchers recently received some good news when it comes to regenerative agriculture practices. Brian Glenn, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says USDA's new Regenerative Agriculture Initiative leverages existing programs like EQIP and CSP to advance goals toward growing a healthier America.
Through this program, USDA acknowledges that farmers have long practiced regenerative agriculture on their farms, both through federal conservation programs and on their own. We are certainly still digging into the details of this new initiative, and we are looking forward to making sure that it is administered in a way that is workable.
He said the new initiative will apply to two programs many farmers already participate in,
including the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, EQIP, and the Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP. And it dedicates $400 million to EQIP and $300 million to CSP to fund regenerative agriculture projects that improve soil health, embrace water quality, and boost long-term productivity for farmers.
He said farmers and ranchers are careful stewards of natural resources, and many already incorporate regenerative agriculture into their farming practices.
Regenerative agriculture is truly any production system that minimizes environmental impacts, maximizes production, and increases the productivity of soil over time. Farmers rely on healthy land to grow their nutritious crops, raise healthy animals.
You can learn a lot more at fb.org/news. Chad Smith, Washington.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Our pearl of wisdom this weekend comes in from an anonymous listener who says, success comes in cans, failure in cans. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.